Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate Podcast, your one-stop shop for everything paranormal. We will have you asking who, what, where, when, and why. Are you ready? Damn, that was so intense. I think I'm into it. I'll leave it for a few episodes, is what it is. I knew I needed some kind of intro. I was like so set for like a couple years, but then I was like, I want to shake it up. I want to make things different. I want to sound magical, folks. So that's the intro. So we're like, bam. Then we jump right into the ooh of this relaxing music. Ugh. Can't you tell by my recordings exactly how my brain is formed? Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the last episode of The Haunted Estate here with your host, Selena Myers. That is me. I want to hear stories. I want to hear your mom's stories, your friend's stories, that weird thing that happened to you when you were four, maybe a story you wrote in grade 8 or as a college paper. I want to hear it. So send me an email, selena@thehauntedestate.com. That is C-L-I-N-A. Or you can visit us at thehauntedestate.com and fill out our contact form. Don't forget, you can send me an email, which I just said, good lord, or call and record toll free at 1-877-260-3428. I'm having such a hard time logging on there. I know there's so many calls in there for us. We're going to just do a jumbo show or a bunch of shows. I don't know. Do you see that train of thought? Fell right off the boat. Anyways, today we do have some stories that were written in. It's been cool to tell you guys. What was it? Oh, I do have something cool. So guess what I got for my birthday? It's not even my birthday yet. But my husband did buy me a locket. And inside this locket is a picture of a man, a rather terrifying photo. And on the other side is his hair. Because there's nothing cooler than collecting dead people's hair. Anyways, it is a morning locket or a sweetheart locket. But I'm leaning towards the morning side. He actually got it from a friend who wrote me about it. I brought the locket into my house and just things, guys, just bad luck started. Nothing, not things, just some bad luck started happening. So it's not in the house anymore, but it is what it is, which is pretty cool. So that's there. And I'm in here to bring you guys a great story. But there's something I want to remind you guys. We have like crazy thousands, like 100,000 people that listen to this podcast nearly. No, nobody's rating me on iTunes, and that's what's really getting my name out there. So if you guys could head over to iTunes, because when I see more people are listening, I get really excited and I want to make more. So if you could just review, good or bad, doesn't matter to me. It does make it nice, please. I've been sad. If you could head over there, give me 5 stars, tell me what you think of the podcast. 2 of those reviews are from myself, and that makes me feel good. So, what is going on in your paranormal world today? It is super cold here, and I'm chilling at my desk, which I organized, which what do we have? We have a bunch of pictures of dead people, we have Ouija boards, skull plates, and a gas mask, because You always need a gas mask because you never quite know who's around or when they're going to drop a bomb or someone farts. It's as easy as that. Anyways, right now I'm on the hunt looking around for any kind of Paracon in Ontario. So if you know of any here around where I live or just over the border, let me know. I want to get out, record some people's stories, get the word out about the podcast. I was sitting on the couch and I was having this like thought and I was like, oh, there's one thing I want with my future. And that is it to be spooky related because I live so much of my life not. If you listen to my book, which if you're listening to this new, go listen to my book. I recorded it free on here, chapters 1-7. That's all of them. You can listen to my book now, which is Mazzy. All right, so we're going to take a quick look here at an email that I got back in October. It is from Don. He runs a paranormal group here in the town that I live in. I should click up with him and do a little talk. Maybe we'll talk to him on the show about some of his coolest experiences, stuff that he's been through. All right, here's the email. Hi, Selena. I am contacting you on a paranormal investigation my team and I have just done last Saturday, October 14th, 2017, in Guelph, Ontario, Canada. We arrived at our location on Dufferin Street in Guelph, Ontario. We interviewed our clients first before our investigation. During the interview, our one client said she woke up to burn marks on her right arm near the wrist a few weeks before this happened to her. Her and her partner had seen a white orb the size of a soccer ball. We gathered plenty of information from our clients. Then we started our investigation. We figured it best to start in the basement. Before the basement door opened, we had activity on our Mel meter and K2 meter. About 20 minutes into our investigation, I was attacked and scratched as one of my team members felt something go past her at the moment of my attack. Not long after our one client was also attacked, we have photos and videos of everything that happened. If you'd like to know more, contact me. My clients are also willing to share their side of the story. Our entire night was active till we smudged their home. Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that tidbit there, Ron. Don. Good Lord. I swear, like, I don't know what it is with me and names. It's also, like, people that I know, I can't remember their names. Like, even my brother, I've screwed up. Like, it's Joel. It's so easily Joel. Anyways, I love hearing about your investigation. I think it'd be cool. Maybe we can all get together with the people you did the show with and have a big talk on an episode. And that would be really cool. And I'd love to hear more of your stuff. So I hope you hear this podcast and I hope that you reach out. Here is our next email that came in. All right. Hi, Selena. I just discovered your podcast, and I have to say they have been making my 2-hour drive home from work more bearable. I love listening to all your stories and the stories of others. I was wondering if you will be putting out a new edited version of your book or if I should just purchase one currently on Amazon. Don't purchase it. Not done yet. And yay. It's actually all released on the podcast now, so bonus! All right, I wanted to send you a quick message to tell you about a couple things that have happened to me. Feel free to share if you'd like, but they're just tiny things that I'm sure could be explained away.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Let me start by saying that I have always been a believer in the paranormal, and that there has always been things happening that I couldn't explain myself. My husband, however, is a full skeptic. Here are a couple of my stories. Back in February 2009, my husband and I took an impromptu cruise through the Mediterranean. Upon our return, a flight home left from Italy with a connector in Germany before ending back in Toronto. Yay, hello, fellow Canadian! Due to a few flurries that started in Rome, our flight was delayed and we missed our connector in Frankfurt and had to spend the night at a hotel chosen by the airline. We knew we had to leave very early the next morning, so we decided to just settle in, order room service, and get a good night's sleep. That's the last thing we had. As soon as I entered the room, I just had this odd feeling. I can't really explain what it was, but it wasn't fear exactly. It just didn't feel right being there. I pushed the thoughts aside as everything seemed normal, but once we got to sleep, I kept having these nightmares. They were just fragments of various situations, but they were dark. There were images of being chased, hunted, and a sense of evil. I kept walking up to them, but as soon as I convinced myself to go back to sleep, they would just start again. I also felt that something was above me, but as soon as I opened my eyes, it was just the plain ceiling. When the morning finally came, I told my husband about them, and he assumed he would pass it off as eating too late. He listened to me carefully and quickly told me that he experienced the exact same thing, and the dreams were eerily similar. Even in the light of the morning, the room felt consuming, if that makes any sense. It was too early to leave, but we threw everything in our carry-on, checked out, and waited outside the hotel for our shuttle. Neither of us ever had those dreams again, and nor do we ever plan on going back to that hotel. Hotels are such a strange place, you know, if you think about it. It's like you go to this little rented house, little room that you're going to spend a night in, and so many different souls pass through there, going through so many situations. Work trips, business trips, in town for visits, for funerals, something. I'll wait till I'm all done these stories, but I'm going to tell you a plan that I have for the future that actually includes a hotel that I hope you guys enjoy, but I feel like energy is the one thing that really leaves imprints on the future, and everyone knows that, and that's a lot of residual haunting and stuff like that. And with hotels, depending on the situation, you don't know why one of those guests would be there. There could be hundreds of people that slept in that bed. So there's that. So here's her next story. In June of 2014, my dad passed away after a very brief fight with cancer. I was with him every day and was in the room when he passed. Also in the room with me was my mother and my husband. As my dad slept, my mother, husband, and I spent time reminiscing and telling funny stories about my dad. I was very close to him, and I was not taking his illness well. All of a sudden, my mom stopped talking and said, "His breathing has changed." We stood up and went to his side to see if he was going to wake up and called a nurse. He opened his eyes, licked his lips, and let out a small breath before closing them again. We kept talking to him as instructed until we were told that he was gone. I stayed with him for a bit, not ready to go. It was 11 p.m. when we finally made it back to the house. I slumped into a chair at the kitchen table, which was surrounded by my husband, mother, sister, aunt, and uncle as the tears flowed. All of a sudden, the doorbell rang. I knew that the news was traveling fast, but I couldn't believe that someone would come by so late. I looked at my mom, and she was wide-eyed. She stood up and reached into a drawer in the hutch behind me. In her hand, she had the doorbell. She and my dad had been talking about replacing it and removed it months ago, as well as the batteries and the device on the wall. We all started laughing and crying. As to me, this was my dad telling us that he was okay. I am sure that someone will be able to explain it one way or another, but that was the day my husband told me he was now a believer. Ooh, Tanya. First, I'm so sorry for your loss. We came into some close calls with my mother recently, and it's just... I saw what it could feel like, you know? And I never want to experience that, and of course we will, but I just want to say that I'm so sorry that you lost your dad. And don't ever take that as something that can be explained away. There really is no way to explain that. There was no energy for that to feed off of. I really believe that that was your dad, and he was letting you know that he was okay. And I want to thank you for sharing such a personal story with me and my listeners. It was really kind of beautiful. When my grandma passed away, I remember calling my mother, and she was at the hospital, and I was planning on going up. And she had said to me, don't come up, her breathing is really scary, because she had that kind of death rattle going on. And I got up there, and she didn't have it, and she was breathing so slow, and she passed away in those moments. And it's quite a thing to witness, and the feeling that comes after being by someone who has just taken their last breath is a feeling you can't really explain. You feel thankful for being able to be there for them. You feel peace. It's not a happiness. It's a knowing that in the future you'll be so glad that they weren't there to have that moment alone. Oh, Lord. Anyways, thank you so much for sharing that story. There's so many things in the world when it comes to death. There's good, there's bad, there's things, but cancer is such a terrible thing and such a horrible way to go, and I feel like most people, that's what happens, and I just, ugh.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My husband, he loves to eat healthy and stuff, and I understand that for health, but at the same time, I'm just like, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow, and I don't want my last meal to be carrots, yo. Oh, good Lord. Anyways, thank you so much, Tanya. Anything that you ever want to share, I'd love to hear. You're a great writer. Please let us know any more stories that you may have. So next up, something that I thought looked pretty interesting, and I am always curious as to what's going on with the celebrities of our world, is 50 terrifying ghost stories told by famous people. So I'm not going to do them all. I'm just going to choose some celebrities that I really like. But here are some stories from those who we watch in the tabloids. So an article that I found super interesting is 50 celebrity ghost stories. Obviously, I'm not going to read them all to you, but it will be posted at thehauntedestate.com and on our Facebook page. You should really check it out. A lot of them are short, but I thought I'd grab a few and read them to you guys because I love famous people. I know that's terrible, and I usually like the people no one else does. We're going to start here with Anna Nicole Smith. I also have a sick fascination now with Little Peep, who has recently died. Nobody seems to like him, but I really do. Anyways, here's our first one here. This is Anna Nicole Smith. The late Anna Nicole Smith reportedly hooked up with a ghost in 2004. A ghost would crawl up my leg and have sex with me at an apartment a long time ago in Texas. I used to think it was my boyfriend, but one day I woke up and it wasn't. It was like a spirit. Woo! Miming a ghost flying from her bedsheet. I was freaked out about it, but then was like, well, you know what? He's never hurting me. He just gave me some amazing sex, so I have no problem. Woo! Okay, guys. Didn't pre-read this before I read that out loud. Interesting. As we know, Anna Nicole Smith was fantastic and yet slightly off her rocker. A lot of the time when it comes to paranormal stuff, there is a lot of correlations and things that run between mental illness and paranormal. Think of it. Schizophrenia, type of stuff like that. a lot of paranormal stuff goes on in these huge changes in life. Not only can spirits, dark things like that, have a more of a in into your life when you're going through a hard time, but also it's really a fine line. So with Anna Nicole, maybe she's bonkers, maybe she was having sex with a ghost. It's happened. I've heard the stories. We all know when it comes to, you know, demonic possession, a lot of stuff like that. Everything's geared towards the more sexual gratification lines. Good Lord. All right, let's find another one that looks good. Emma Stone. Oh, I love Emma Stone. So these are all, it seems to be like it really is in their words. Okay, this is terrifying, but it's terrifyingly sweet. During appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman in July in 2014, Stone revealed the ghost of her late granddad often leaves pocket change for her. There is a long family history with quarters, she said. My grandfather leaves quarters. It's just amazing. I love that. That is one thing with all the paranormal groups that I follow online and a lot of stories. There seems to be a huge correlation with change. And I really wonder if this is because it is something that's really light and really easy to manipulate. Something that is small enough to move around. Something that will definitely catch your eye. And along with that, it has always kind of been something that spirit has used to communicate. So next up, we have Kesha. During an appearance on Conan in 2012, Kesha confessed to host Conan O'Brien that she's been intimate with a dead spirit. I did go to the bone zone with a ghost, she said. I don't know his name. He just started caressing me. It was a sexy time. It wasn't like sex. Okay, well now we have another sex ghost. You know what? Maybe this is the same ghost. Maybe he's just like really into famous people and going and having sex with them. I'm glad that these have all been consensual experiences. Next up, we have LaToya Jackson, the sister of late Michael Jackson. That was Adam in the background. I know you guys definitely heard that. Anyways, LaToya often feels her late brother Michael Jackson's presence in their childhood home. It's the strangest thing, because you feel something, like, thick around you, or behind you, and you're wondering. You don't see anything, but you feel the presence, she said. She also claimed that a security guard had heard tap dancing coming from Michael's old room. When he told me, I said, "You're kidding!" That made me want to know even more about hearing someone tap dance over a certain part of the house. Well, Michael used to do that every Sunday for 2 hours. We go up there and no one's there, just tap dancing. And the dog barks at his room, the windows, and every single time at night at the same time. The dog doesn't even know that that is Michael's room, and the security guard didn't know either. The next is Coco Austin. I believe in ghosts because I had a perverted ghost one time. Oh my god, guys, here we go. Coco said on the set of HDN Net talk show, Naughty But Nice. It's true. During the day, when you think of ghosts, you think of it being dark and foggy and misty outside. But every time I saw or felt it, it was in the daytime and there was no fog out there. I was watching TV. I was sitting on the couch at 11 a.m. and I was wearing a nightie. I felt my dress move up my leg, Coco recalls. I looked down and got freaked out and pushed it down. Watched TV. Felt it again. I could see it being pulled up and then felt a guy breathing in my ear. This ghost is getting around, guys. All right, next one. Susan Boyle. Do you remember her? Big voice on, I think it was American Idol or Got Talent or who knows what those shows are. Anyways. Boyle claimed in 2011 interview that she has seen her late mother's spirit. Her energy is still there. I've actually seen my mother in the house, she said. I think she was letting me know she was all right. There was a lovely smell. I used to think my mom abandoned me when she died. Maybe she was telling me she hadn't, Boyle commented. My biggest problem is I feel lonely, especially at night. I always had a fear of being alone, and now I am. She continues, everybody died and left me by myself. There was a period within a few years where my dad, my uncle, my sister, then my mom died. It is as if I was working with a few building blocks, and those blocks were scattered, and I had to find them one by one. Now I'm just sad. Oh my gosh, that was the darkest story I have ever heard. Good lord. Next up is the infamous Bella Thorne. I was laying in bed when I saw a shadowy, silvery figure of an old woman creeping across my room. Then it slipped into my closet, she said. I panicked and ran out of bed and swung open my closet door, only to see she was in there. But she was gone. I was sure I had seen her ghost. I was so sure. It was really freaky. We have Megan Fox. I believe in everything, Fox admitted to MTV News in 2014. I was just in Mexico, at my hotel. It was a bedroom living room. In the bedroom, I had pre-ordered a breakfast for 7:30, and at 7 a.m., I hear them come in with a table. I hear them pour coffee. 30 minutes later, at 7:30, I went in there. No table. No coffee. No food. No nothing. No one there. Doorbell rings. I open the door. It's room service with my food. Brandy, the nanny, comes out later and says, "Why did room service come at 7 when we told them to come at 7:30? So you can't tell me crazy. Because two people heard it. Well, guys, that wraps up today's show. Go take a look at this article at our Facebook page, possibly online. I am building a new website. It is a creative process that I am so not interested in. Anyways, I hope you have a great night, and I will be uploading more and more, guys. I hope you're enjoying this. Our views are really going up more and more, and I just really want to keep you guys entertained because you guys matter the most and make me what I am. I'm also thinking about creating a patron if anybody wanted to do like a little subscription for really cool stuff. It would fund some crazy trips and stuff like that. Anyways, all right. Love you guys. I do. I truly love you. Have a good day. Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.